Republican environmentalist. Sounds strange and out of place to you, doesn't it? Well, if it does, then you don't know your political history, but that's okay. That groups you with the Republicans of today who really ignore logical, realistic environmental legislative proposals, like the one my next guest is here to detail. She is the executive director of Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions, Heather Reams. How are you today, Heather?
Hey, great to be with you. Great.
And great to talk with you about something that a lot of people don't think about, make the connection. Like I said in the intro, citizens4.com is the website for Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions. And, you know, like I was saying, Heather, it sounds strange, but if you look at history, it really isn't. You go back to Teddy Roosevelt, who was certainly a pro-environmentalist, conservationist, created the U.S. Forest Service, created 5 national parks. You have Nixon, albeit maybe some say with a gun held to his head, but he created the EPA. Ronald Reagan, he protected wild rivers from dams, signed 38 bills, added over 10 million acres of forests, mountains, and deserts to the National Wildlife Preservation System. He encouraged locals to create the plans to save and preserve environment instead of having a distant governor or government do it. So it's not a stretch to imagine the idea of conservation and the environment under the Republican umbrella, is it?
It's not. And thanks for outlining some of the great accomplishments that Republicans have had over the last 100-plus years. We have had a great track record, and, you know, with the challenges, we've kind of given that away, and to our political peril, because now, while the environment is becoming a greater issue, some of that largely because of extreme weather that many are contributing to, climate change, people want to see, you know, where is the GOP on protecting the environment. In the meantime, the left side of the aisle is owning the issue, rather extreme in many cases, but they are owning the issue and portraying Republicans as those who don't care, who are big polluters, and that's a big political problem for Republicans.
As evidenced by a study by Frank Luntz, who a lot of people know as one of the top pollsters, see him on a variety of the news channels and news programs, he is basically exploring that this is a growing interest among the Republican voter base.
Really interested in, I saw the Frank Luntz poll, a top Republican pollster. You know, we see him a lot on Fox News. We see him a lot trying to highlight big issues for Republicans or potential issues for Republicans. Coming out and talking about climate change as a GOP vulnerability and a GOP opportunity is exactly the type of message that my organization works on. There is a way for Republicans to engage on the environment from a right-of-center approach, from a market-based approach. So many are afraid if they say they have a soft spot for the environment or they believe that climate change is real, that humans are contributing to it, that means you want big federal programs, and nothing can be further from the truth. I've never heard of a Republican saying, like, we've got a problem, let's bring in the government to solve it. And that will be the same in dealing with any kind of environmental issues or certainly addressing climate change in terms of adaptation and mitigation.
Now, someone listening might be thinking, okay, it sounds like the interest and the need and for connection is there, but what's the connector? Well, there is one already being floated. It's called the Carbon Dividends Program.
There is. This is a carbon tax, a tax and dividend to people. Frank Luntz did poll on this issue. One of the organizations that underwrote the poll is in support of a carbon tax. Very divisive issue on the Republican Party side. Democrats have shied away from it in the past 10 years. Many on the right would say that this reduces regulations but also addresses carbon in a way that's more pure and helpful for Republicans. However, there are plenty on the Republican side who do not support any kind of tax and find this to be more of a wolf in sheep's clothing, that this is not something that the mainstream Republicans can get behind. Although this poll says it's very popular and it has legs, politically on Capitol Hill, it's a non-starter.
Talking with Heather Reams, who is Executive Director of Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions. Citizens4.com is their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I guess there are two hurdles. First, when you use the term carbon tax, the Al Gore alarm goes off and Republican voters are going to repel from that. And second, if you are a Republican politician, you're not going to have a lot of time to explain or make the connection of why this is a good idea, this particular program. So how do you overcome those two challenges?
Well, I mean, if you can't overcome those two challenges, those are great points. And then there is a faction on the right of Steve Scalise, our minority whip, who regularly, puts out a resolution, getting Republicans to sign on saying they are against the carbon tax. But that shouldn't scare people off in the sense that just because you're not in favor of a carbon tax doesn't mean you don't want to do something about the environment. You don't want to do anything to address climate. And again, doing that in a more Republican way. Outside of a tax, there are a lot of other ways where Republicans can engage. For instance, investing in R&D, public-private partnerships for innovation, protecting our intellectual property that we're developing here in the United States, and the tremendous theft that happens going over to Asia, particularly China, is of concern. So there are some reducing red tape and regulations to get more clean energy online. The all-the-above approach in terms that the administration has embraced at the federal level, really making sure that's happening in the state level and working with governors to ensure that's the case. But I can't stress enough the red tape part of it and cutting it. The regulations prohibiting, for instance, hydropower, relicensing, tremendous nuclear power, trying to bring on small modular nuclear instead of the $40 billion projects that we did once upon a time. Still significant challenges because the laws have not kept up with the technology. There's a lot to do. Where Republicans should lead on this when we're talking about reducing red tape, public-private partnerships, and using the market for competition.
Really just an extension of what Reagan did, especially when he was governor of California. That was, as I referred to earlier, he said, why let Sacramento's far away from most of the necessities in the state come up with the solution when someone down in San Diego, someone in a small town in northeastern California, you folks will know better what to do. And you let us know about it, and we'll do all the funding we possibly can for you.
Yeah, big mistake, and that's kind of the out-of-touch part we see in Washington a lot. Get beyond the Beltway. Get out into the states, and you'll see, for instance, the majority of clean and renewable energy is actually in red states and red districts. Think about rural areas where you have solar panels and wind farms, where you have nuclear and hydropower and geothermal. These are not in big cities, right? These are in rural areas. By the way, providing really great jobs. High-tech, high-paying jobs for rural America so they can stay in rural America without having to have a rural flight. We have a lot of veterans who have served our country, want to go home, go back to the farm, go back to their land out in the Central Plains, but there's no jobs to be had. Clean and renewable energy are solving that problem. And I can't stress this enough in terms of us creating all kinds of homegrown energy here in the United States. Shores up our national security so that we are an energy exporter all over the world. That is our gas, our natural gas, but it is everything else that we're developing here ensures that we don't have to rely on hostile nations to import that in, and moreover, that we can use that energy, export it to other countries, and help protect them and bring them in instead of those countries relying on China or Russia. So you get beyond the Beltway. There's a lot that's going on, but it certainly has tremendous national appeal.
Looking at things at the political side, too, when you look at the fact that the voter base that brought Republicans to the dance is continuing to age and even dying off, and you look at the Luntz poll where Republicans 40 and under are greatly supportive of the ideas, including the carbon dividends program, it is time for the Republicans to turn the page to the next generation of voters.
Yeah, and Republicans do need to look a lot at the demographics of those who are on Capitol Hill, and a lot of say that they're out of touch. Well, a lot of them don't look like the rest of the electorate, and certainly on the young people, those who are millennial and Gen Z, we're running out of alphabet, Gen Z now, they care about this issue, and they want ideas. The problem that the ideas we've seen have been largely generated from the left and largely have been big government programs. And the Republicans, while they have been introducing ideas for a long, long time, there's lists and lists and lists of good ideas that Republicans have. The support hasn't been super strong. The Republicans haven't rallied around one another to create a strong platform. And I think the Luntz poll is really a wake-up call. for Republicans to say, if you want to win elections, if you want to appeal to the younger voters, you're going to need to start addressing issues that they care about. Climate is one of those. But Republicans also need to remember that they can act like Republicans when they're addressing climate change. They don't have to go for big government programs. And that's a lot of what my organization tries to help Republicans do.
And you can learn more about this idea, Carbon Dividends Program, as well as the need to indeed reach out to maybe places that Republican candidates did not think, and certainly incumbents did not think they needed to reach out. But as they say in baseball, if you want to be a success, you hit them where they ain't, is the old saying. Go to the website Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions. Citizens4.com is that website. We've been joined by their executive director, Heather Reams. Heather, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.